Chapter 7. Embrace Emotions. Dina felt crushed. She had been so excited about the game, so confident she would make the team. But when the final list was posted, her name wasn't on it. Disappointment hit her like a tidal wave, leaving her feeling unappreciated and unseen. She ran to her mother, tears streaming down her face, her sobs uncontrollable. Her mother pulled her close, whispering words of comfort, but Dina couldn't hear them. The sadness was too overwhelming. She cried herself to sleep that night, convinced the pain would never fade. Dina's struggle is something we all experience. Moments when emotions feel too big to manage. Without the right skills, emotions like sadness, frustration, or fear can seem endless and all-consuming. We may even start to believe that emotions are dangerous, or that if we allow ourselves to feel them fully, they will never end. But here's the truth. Emotions are like waves. They rise, peak, and eventually recede. Learning to ride the waves. Picture yourself standing at the shore, feeling the cool water swirl around your ankles as the waves roll in. Some waves can be small and gentle, lapping at your feet. Others are bigger, breaking with more force. Then there are the more intense waves, the ones that crash suddenly, knocking you off balance and leaving you scrambling to stay upright. Now, think of your emotions in the same way. Some feelings, like minor frustration or fleeting joy, come and go with little impact. Others, like exhaustion, self-doubt, or mom guilt, build in intensity and seem to hit you unexpectedly. And then there are the days when everything feels like too much, when you're running on empty and questioning whether you're doing anything right. As a mom, your emotions don't exist in isolation. You're constantly absorbing your children's feelings as well. Their tantrums, their sadness, their frustrations, each one crashing into you like a wave. Some days, it can feel like you're being pulled under, overwhelmed by everyone's emotions at once. But here's what's important to remember. No matter how intense an emotional wave may feel, it will always pass. Managing emotions. Imagine holding a crying toddler who refuses to calm down. You try everything, distraction, reasoning, bribing, but the screaming only gets louder. Your frustration builds, your chest tightens, and suddenly you find yourself snapping, saying something you regret. This is what happens when we fight against emotions instead of acknowledging them. The more we try to suppress our frustration, the stronger it becomes. The more we try to force our children to just calm down, the worse their meltdowns become. Now, picture a different approach. Instead of racing against the emotion, you allow it to pass through you. You take a breath. You remind yourself that although this moment feels really difficult, it won't last forever. Instead of trying to control the emotion, you experience it fully. One of the biggest fears we have about emotions, ours and our children's, is that there are too much to manage. That if we let them surface, they will overpower us. That if we let our children feel sadness, anger, or frustration, they'll never stop crying. Never move on. But here's an important truth. Emotions themselves are not dangerous. Yes, feelings can be uncomfortable. They can make your heart race, your mind spin, and your body tense up. But they can't harm you. What truly causes harm is how we respond to them. When we bottle them up until we explode. When we shame ourselves for feeling emotions, or when we believe our big feelings will never end. This is especially important to remember as a mom. When your child is sobbing because she wasn't invited to the party, when your child throws a tantrum over something really small, when your child lashes out in frustration, slamming doors or shouting because she doesn't yet have the words to express her emotions, your children's emotions are not dangerous either. Letting them cry, be upset, or struggle doesn't mean you're failing as a mom. It means you are allowing your children to experience feelings in a safe space. This teaches your children that emotions are something to be managed, not feared. So how do you help both yourself and your child handle emotional waves without being swept away? 1. Recognize that emotions are temporary. No matter how difficult a meltdown, a tough day, or a moment of self-doubt may feel, it won't last forever. Just like tides in the ocean, emotions rise and fall. When your child is having a tantrum, remind yourself, this is just a moment. It feels big now, but it will pass. When you feel like you've reached your limit, take a deep breath and say, I have felt this way before, and I got through it. 2. Allow yourself and your child to feel. Instead of ignoring feelings, acknowledge them. If your child is upset, rather than saying, you're fine, stop crying, try, I see that you're really upset. That makes sense. You were excited about that, and now it's not happening. For yourself, instead of thinking, I shouldn't be feeling this way, try, it's okay to feel upset right now. This is a difficult moment. 3. Model emotional regulation. Children learn how to manage emotions by observing how we handle ours. If we explode in anger when we're overwhelmed, they learn that anger is the way to cope with overwhelm. If we withdraw when we're sad, our kids pick up the same habit. But if we show our children that emotions are a natural part of being human, that we can experience feelings without being controlled by feelings, our children will learn that too. Instead of yelling when something doesn't go our way, take a deep breath and say, I'm feeling frustrated right now. I need a minute to calm down. Instead of pretending everything is fine, say, I'm feeling sad today, but that's okay. Sadness is a normal emotion and it will pass. 4. Remind yourself that emotional waves don't mean you're a bad mom. Every mom has days when she feels like she's falling short. Days when patience wears thin, when tears come too easily, and when everything feels like too much. But struggling with emotions doesn't make you a bad mom. It makes you human. The truth is, the more you accept your own emotions, the better prepared you are to help your children manage theirs. When emotions feel too intense. Some days, the emotional waves feel like too much. When that happens, pause before reacting. If you feel yourself becoming overwhelmed, step away for a moment if possible. Take a few deep breaths. Use grounding techniques. Hold something cold, focus on a physical sensation, or name 5 things you can see. Bringing your attention to the present moment can help prevent emotional overload. Check in with yourself. Are you exhausted, overstimulated, in need of support? You can't give your best to others if you're running on empty. Taking care of yourself isn't selfish. It's essential. The next time you feel overwhelmed by emotions, whether yours or your child's, ask yourself, am I resisting this emotion or allowing myself to experience it? Can I remind myself that this feeling will pass? What can I do to work through this emotion instead of feeling overwhelmed by it? Parenting comes with intense emotions for both you and your child. But with practice, you can learn to move through them rather than feeling consumed by them. No matter how strong they seem in the moment, emotions always pass, leaving both you and your child more resilient, more understanding, and more connected than before. The accept skills. Some days in parenting feel like too much. You might be running on empty, trying to meet everyone's needs while juggling tantrums, school drop-offs, work deadlines, and an endless to-do list. Maybe your child is clinging to your leg when you desperately need 5 minutes alone, or your teenager is testing every ounce of patience you have left. In these moments, emotions can build to a breaking point: frustration, exhaustion, sadness, or even guilt. This is where the accept skill can help. Accept is a distress tolerance technique from DBT that shifts your focus when emotions feel too overwhelming to process all at once. It's not about pushing feelings aside, but giving yourself the space to regain clarity so you can respond with intention from a grounded state of mind instead of reacting on impulse. Let's break down each part of accepts and explore how you can use it to regain balance on the hardest parenting days. A. Activities. Shift your attention with purpose. When emotions start to feel overwhelming, shifting your focus to an activity can give you the space you need to regain clarity before responding. Examples. Your toddler is having a meltdown and frustration is building. Instead of getting caught in the back and forth, step into another room, drink a glass of water, or organize a drawer to help yourself reset before addressing the situation. You've just had a difficult conversation with your teenager. Instead of replaying every detail in your mind, listen to a favorite song. Stretch or flip through a magazine to give yourself a brief mental break. Why it works. Engaging in activities gives your mind a temporary reset from intense emotions, helping you return to the moment with greater calm and patience. It's not avoidance. It's a strategy to regroup and regain control. C. Contributing. Turn your attention toward helping others. One of the quickest ways to ease emotional intensity is to shift your focus outward through acts of kindness. Examples. You're feeling drained after a long day. Instead of sinking further into frustration, send a thoughtful text to a friend, help your child choose a toy to donate, or surprise your husband with a small gesture of appreciation. Your child is struggling with something and you feel helpless. Shift the energy by teaching your child a new skill, baking together, or engaging in a shared activity that strengthens your connection. Why it works. Acts of kindness boost feelings of connection and purpose, helping emotions feel more manageable and reminding you of your own strength and impact. C. Comparisons. Acknowledge progress instead of perfection. Comparison can be a double-edged sword. It can either motivate or discourage. The key is to use it wisely. Examples. Instead of measuring yourself against the picture-perfect moms on social media, compare yourself to the mom you were a year ago. Notice how much more patience, awareness, and knowledge you've gained. When your child is struggling, remind yourself how far she has come. Even small improvements, like using words instead of just screaming, are signs of progress. Why it works. Healthy comparisons shift your perspective, allowing you to appreciate growth rather than dwelling on what still needs improvement. E. Emotions, opposite action. Create a shift in mood. Sometimes, the most effective way to shift an emotional state is to do the opposite of what your feelings urge you to do. Examples. If irritation starts creeping in, instead of withdrawing, Put on upbeat music and dance with your kids or engage in a lighthearted activity. If you're feeling sad and tempted to retreat, step outside for fresh air or do something playful with your child. Why it works. Opposite action disrupts emotional patterns by shifting both behavior and physiology, creating space for a more constructive response. P. Pushing away. Temporarily set aside heavy thoughts. Not every thought or problem needs an immediate solution. Sometimes, giving yourself permission to step back and revisit an issue later is the most effective approach. Examples. Your child's behavior has been challenging, and you find yourself spiraling into fears about his future. Instead of getting stuck in these worries, imagine placing those thoughts in a mental box and returning to them when you have more energy to think clearly. You're feeling resentment over something a family member said. Instead of dwelling on it in the moment, write it down and revisit it later when you have the emotional space to decide how to respond. Why it works. Pausing allows you to approach emotions with a clearer mind, ensuring you process them in a way that leads to constructive action. T. Thoughts. Engage the rational mind. When emotions feel overwhelming, redirecting your focus to something neutral can help ground you in the present. Examples. Feeling irritated? Try counting backward from 100, reciting a favorite poem, or listing 5 things you're grateful for. Stuck in self-doubt? Work on a simple puzzle. Plan tomorrow's meals, or organize a small space to bring a sense of order to your thoughts. Why it works. Shifting attention to neutral or positive thoughts allows your mind to reset, making emotions feel more manageable. S. Sensations. Use the body to soothe the mind. Physical sensations help calm the nervous system, allowing emotions to settle naturally. Examples. Feeling stressed? Press a cold washcloth to your face or sip a warm cup of tea. Struggling with patience? Try deep pressure techniques. Hug a pillow, wrap yourself in a cozy blanket, or press your palms together. Anxious thoughts creeping in? Hold a smooth stone, rub lotion on your hands, or light a candle with a calming scent. Why it works. Engaging the senses anchors the brain in the present moment, creating immediate relief. Self-soothe. Think about how you comfort your child. When they cry, you wrap them in a hug, speak gently, offer their favorite blanket, or hum a soothing lullaby. These small gestures help them feel safe and supported. Now ask yourself, do you extend the same kindness to yourself? Self-soothing means treating yourself with the same warmth and patience you give your children. It's about recognizing when you need comfort and taking small, intentional steps to provide it. Self-soothing examples. Sight. Look at a cherished family photo, light a candle, or watch the sunrise. Sound. Listen to calming music, nature sounds, or white noise. Touch. Wrap up in a cozy blanket, take a warm bath, or put on your softest sweater. Taste. Sip herbal tea, savor a piece of chocolate, or enjoy a nourishing meal. Smell. Use lavender essential oil, bake cookies, or breathe in fresh air. Taking care of your emotional needs isn't selfish. It's necessary. The calmer and more regulated you are, the more present and patient you can be for your children. Your next step. Choose one accepts or self-soothe skill to practice today. Small shifts lead to lasting change. You deserve the same care and kindness you so freely give to others.